If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in all that we do. We ask that we may be filled with gratefulness for all the gifts you give us each day, and we ask that we may learn to trust you in how you are leading us down the path towards the kingdom. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Friday of the fourth week of Easter, so we are just looking into the weekend, where we'll be already in fifth week. And there were 7 weeks of Easter, so it's amazing how quickly that has passed us, how we've really gone through Easter so quickly. Time just moves so fast, at least from my perspective. Maybe it's different for you, but that's the way I'm looking at it. There is an interesting passage that we're looking at today, and we're going to look at the gospel for a bit of the program today. And it's a passage that a lot of people who are not Christian do not fully understand, and they may feel resentful about it. So it's a way that I like to explain of what this really means. This is the point where Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's John 14:6. It's an interesting phrase, because people will look at you and say, "Why only Jesus?" And they'll look at all the other religions and they will say, "Why only Jesus?" And I've had that question brought to me. And it throws people off who do not understand our faith. Well, we have to understand this within the context of exactly who we are speaking of. You realize that there is only one God. That's the whole message of the Jews, and that is the message of the Jews to the world. There is one God. Now, the confusion part comes in when the Jews will say, "There is only one God," and we will respond, "Yes," but then we respond, "There are three persons in this one God, the Holy Trinity." That I always bring up, and you may have heard my homily before, where you know I always bring up the Holy Trinity is so important, because the very definition of the Holy Trinity teaches us that there are realities in our universe, including God himself, that are beyond our ability to understand. So we understand God, and we understand three persons in one God, but how that really, I mean, we can understand it to a point, but to really fully comprehend it, the Bible makes it very clear that that will be impossible until, as St. James says, we are face to face with God. So that's an important concept, that we realize that there is only one God, and the God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who are the three persons in the one God. And Jesus, of course, reflects to us the human incarnation of God himself. Well, as I say, people will say, "Well, why only Jesus?" And many of them are not Christian, or they're former Christians or ex-Christians or whatever, and that includes those within the Catholic community. And they will be puzzled of this. How is that possible? Well, I always like to explain everything within the way we understand things in science. And that's why I do that. That's why you hear a lot of science through many of my ideas. Let's talk about science for a minute. And one of the ways I always reflect upon it is within the context of our local universities. Remember, I'm surrounded by Harvard. BU is just down the street from us. MIT is a little further down the street from us. And BU is not quite as far down the street the other way. So we've got a lot of the major universities in the area. And if you think about it, they have a physics department. So if you're listening to the physics department of any university, and someone will come up with a different form of science, you'll say, well, why are you only listening to them? Because there is only one truth in physics. There are deepening understandings of truth, but either atoms exist or they don't. Either protons exist or they don't. Either nuclei have protons and neutrons in them or they don't. Do you understand? There is that only one truth. So if I have a group of people who are teaching their own physics and one of them says, no, I'm going to tell you, I'm the only one who can teach you the true physics, and you realize because for whatever reason, maybe we'll come up with an idea. Maybe that person has designed a technology that allows us to actually see atoms, but because of the technology, he's the only one who can see them. But we have confirmed that, yes, in fact, he has seen atoms. Well, when he decides to tell us about the atom, who are you going to listen to? The people say, well, I think I have the truth, and say, no, I will tell you, I am telling you the truth, and you've confirmed that. That's how we understand Jesus' teaching. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, our program becomes a bridge, delivering God's word to those unable to attend and to those who are looking for a boost and a support during the week. Well, just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs, and he's calling us to help provide for the needs of those who are listening, such as yourselves right now. But remember what our call is. Our call is to hear the word of God and not only to act on it, to spread it. So we're helping you in your mission, and that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to you as you bring it to others. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and other underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be a part of something truly meaningful. It's really meaningful, I'm going to tell you. Together, we can make a difference. So here's what I'd like you to do. If you'd like to contact us about sponsoring or underwriting, please consider writing to us through our website, stanthonyalston.org, or you can call us. Either way, ST for St. AnthonyAlston.org. Continue your prayers, and let's see where the Lord is going to lead us as we continue bringing this message to you. So it is, in fact, this time where we're talking about that powerful reality. So now we understand that Jesus is speaking a truth we can find nowhere else. We can't find it, even within the context of the prophets, because the prophets, as Jesus says, looked forward to the time that they could encounter Christ. And so we see in Christ the way, the truth, and the life. So when other people say, well, what about our religions and why aren't they the same thing? Well, it's very simple. Again, maybe another example would be what I use all the time, the Copernican Revolution. Well, before Copernicus, there was Ptolemy. And Ptolemy taught that understanding of the solar system that where the sun revolved around the earth. Well, you can say, well, you know, there are planets and there's the sun and everything else, but it wouldn't be the full truth because we only understood the full truth until, this will be an interesting thing to think of, we only understood the full truth until the 1950s, but we understood the truth then and we're learning. And you might say, well, why the 1950s? How does that make any sense? Because that was the first time with Sputnik and then later with Gemini that we actually had something that left the Earth, and actually more with Gemini because it, well, no, who was first? Was it I think Lotka, I think the dog was first. But anyway, but you can see what I'm saying. That was the first time that people could look beyond the planet in person and see that, yes, Copernicus was speaking the truth. Now, obviously, they understood that beforehand. But remember, until the 1950s and 60s, no human being had ever been outside Earth's atmosphere, ever. So we can say that. But so you're listening to Copernicus and you're listening to Ptolemy, and you can say, well, they each have something to say. But Copernicus says, no, I'm speaking to you the ultimate truth. Well, why? Because he's the one who's figured out exactly what it is that constitutes our solar system. Well, in the same way, Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. And so when he says, I am the way, the truth, and life, why? Because he's speaking the truth in its fullness, and he is the truth in its fullness, whereas the others may have some truth. This is what Pope Benedict teaches as well. Remember, all the other religions have some truth, but they don't have the fullness of truth. And that's what we find in Jesus Christ. So when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that's what he means. So when you're dealing with people who will say, well, why does it have to be Jesus, and why only Jesus, and why can't it be anyone else? That's the reason why. Jesus is communicating to us the ultimate truth that he can communicate, because he is the second person of the Holy Trinity. And the Holy Trinity is God, who is three persons, one God. So he is God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's how that works. So that's a powerful message. And a lot of people don't understand it. So they may reject Christianity because they say, well, that doesn't make any sense, until you explain it to them. They go, oh, now I understand, hopefully. We'll talk more on Monday, actually. We'll see you then. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.